Our Own by Israel Zangwill. Jews of the Great Republic, clasped to her mother breast, nestling so warm and peaceful, within that bosom blessed, turn to our tortured Europe, hark to the myriad moan of pinched lips, white with hunger, that stiffen as they groan, and remember in these one creatures runs the blood that is your own. Their sires and yours together bore Spain's or Poland's scorn. With quenchless faith in marsh fires they followed after morn. They built their house on quicksand or the red volcano's cone, and every age beheld it engulfed or overthrown. For never in all the ages did a home remain their own. By devastated dwellings, by desecrated fanes, by hearthstones cold and crimsoned, and slaughter-reeking lanes, again is the Hebrew quarter through half of Europe known, and crouching in the shambles, Rachel, the ancient crone, weeps again for her children and the fate that is their own. No laughter rings in these ruins, save of girls to madness shamed. Their mothers disemboweled lie stark mid children maimed. The shul has a great congregation, but never a psalm they drone. Shrouded in red-striped talasim, Levi huddles with Cohen, but the blood from their bodies oozing is the blood that is your own. Shot some 6 to a bullet, lashed and trailed in the dust, mutilated with hatchets in super bestial lust, no monster can ever be doing what Christians do or condone. Surely these bear our burden, and for our sins atone. And if we hide our faces, then the guilt is as our own. Laden with babes and bundles, footsore on every road, their weary remnants wander, with bayonets for gold. They cry, Shema Yisrael, in tragic monotone, and if ye Israel hear not, by whom shall Ruth be known? For the strength whereby God saves us is the strength that is our own. Alas, for the wizened infants sucking at stone-dry breasts! Alas, for the babies writhing in the grip of plagues and pests! They are fever-stricken and famished. They are rotten of skin and bone, yet their mothers must die and leave them to suffer and starve alone. And any one of these children might be your very own. Barefoot, ragged and staring, like walkers in their sleep, feeding on bark or sawdust, the doomed processions creep, crawling through marsh or snowdrift, or forest overgrown. They bear on high their Torah, like a flag to heaven flown. They prove how great their spirit. Let us prove how great our own. At last, but a naked rabble, clawing the dust for bread, jabbering, wailing, whining, hordes of the living dead. Half apes, half ghosts, they grovel, nor human is their tone. Yet they are not brutes, but brethren, these wrecks of the hunger zone. And their death cry rings to heaven in the tongue that is your own. Jews of the great republic, who gave your sons to death, at peace be born in Europe, and justice draw new breath. Will ye still endure to witness, as of yore your kindred throne, to races whose souls are savage, to tribes whose hearts are stone, compared with the love and mercy that for ages have warmed our own? Set your lips to the shofar, waken a fiery blast, shrill to the heathen nations, this slaughter shall be the last, and send our old peace greeting, pealing from cot to throne, till mankind heeds the message on the Hebrew trumpet blown, and the faith of the whole world's peoples is the faith that is our own.